The motorsports world is where legends are made, the unthinkable happens, and barriers are broken. One man harnesses the power of an industry every week. This is the General Tire Down and Dirty Show, powered by Polaris Razor, with Jim Beaver.
Welcome to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Hopefully you guys are all hanging in there. Seems like a lot of states starting to open things back up as of today. At least Arizona is cranking open. I hear Wisconsin is. Man, we've got Supercross going to be running 7 rounds up there in Salt Lake City. NASCAR back, IndyCar starting back the 1st of June. Sounds like Road America there in Wisconsin will be inviting fans. Crannon will have fans in attendance. So I think we're finally going to get back to talking some motorsports on the show. And I got to tell you, I am excited about that. I want to get back to Power Rankings. I want to get talking, just all kinds of storylines in racing, man. I'm about over talking COVID-19 and coronavirus, as all of you are. We have all been safe. We have all sat at home. We have all done what we needed to do. And hopefully this is a sign that things are starting to see a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. You know, we definitely don't want to get too excited. And, we're going to learn a lot this weekend. I think NASCAR stepping up, saying that they are going to race. And, obviously no fans in attendance. I think, TV ratings are going to be phenomenal. Looking forward to that race this weekend. Do want to mention, though, if you're into racing, and obviously iRacing has become a massive thing. We've talked a bunch on it the last 2 months, but I have the final leg of my Jim Beaver Esports Triple Crown this weekend. Tune in live on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, 3 o'clock Pacific time. Best off-road racers, best sim racers, best celebrity crossover general motorsports racers in the country, actually kind of in the world, because we got David Higgins doing it from the UK in a short course truck this weekend in the race. That's going to happen this Saturday, 3 o'clock Pacific time. Everybody doing battle, and we're going to crown a champ. And I am looking forward to it. Our last two races collectively have pulled over 300,000 viewers. So obviously you guys like what you see. Myself, Evan Pasoko, and Tiffany Stone, the commentators. It's going to be a good time. So make sure and tune into that. But today's show, we got a massive show today. Antron Brown. Yes, Antron Brown. He is in the house. He's going to be taking up a good chunk of hour number one. We've got in hour number two, a couple of best of interviews. Got Dax Shepard. Yes, he's been a guest on the show before. Dax is going to be on the show today. And Adam Carolla. Yeah, we're pulling out all the stops. So Carolla, Dax Shepard, Antron Brown. That's your trio. That's your lineup today on the show. This is definitely going to be rock solid. Hang tight. You don't want to go anywhere. And we'll be back after this on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Whether you're looking for a tire that balances high-performance responsiveness and traction in wet and light snow conditions, excellent handling and traction in wet and dry conditions, or a summer performance tire designed with a driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire has you covered. From the all-new G-Max RS to the Grabber ATX, no matter what you drive, General Tire will get you where you're going. Learn more at GeneralTire.com. General Tire, cruising with the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012. You want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode. beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for a 15% discount. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. I'd like to welcome my good friend, Mr. Antron Brown, to the show. AB, what is happening, my friend?
Brother, we're just trying to stay busy out here, man. Just been going crazy, doing a lot of stuff, but I'm ready to get back to some serious racing, man. That's my game plan. So everything else has been good here besides that. So I'm just biting the time, brother, biting the time, and just been practicing, training, and I'm overtrained right now.
You're overtrained. Well, I got to say, with all your training going on, dude, I think that you could call it a career on the NHRA side and become a professional basketball player, dude. I saw some basketball skills of yours, like over the back of the head from NBA three-point range. And, dude, like you have the celebration dance going on. I'm thinking NHRA is a thing of the past. You need to go NBA, buddy.
Yeah, tell me about it. No, I mean, that was always my love and passion growing up as a kid. I love basketball, so I play it all the time. I even play in leagues in the off season just to stay in shape. And that's one of my deals I do, man. I hate running on a treadmill, but I'll run after a ball, trust me. So, but it's a lot of fun. It's a little deal to pass time by and just showing other people like the other skills you have and what else you do, you know, what makes you a normal person, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah, you got all kinds of skills. I got to say your Instagram has been pretty funny because, you know, it's completely non-racing related, but you're just showing, like, everyday life. Like, you're even opened up a barbershop. You're cutting your kid's hair the other day. I'm like, check AB out, man. You got lots of talents, man.
Bro, I don't know what it is, man. Whatever it is, I just do it. You know what I mean? And, hey, man, when you're growing up a kid and you're going to college, I never forget that I used to cut my own hair all the time with a mirror. So if you can cut your own hair, you can cut anybody's hair, Especially if you're doing it backwards. You get what I mean? So I used to do all kinds of stuff to save money as a kid growing up, man. No matter what it was, I was one of those jack of all trades, but a master of none. But that's what makes it fun.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, that's one thing I've learned. Like, I think, you know, guys like you and I, we, you know, we're on the road a ton, you know, almost every weekend, every other weekend for sure. You know, things like that. Now, like, I've been at home for, you know, a couple of months now since a Mint 400, a little over 2 months. And I can't tell you the last time I was at home this stretch or this duration. You know, so it's like it's got me creative. I'm doing stuff I've never done before. I haven't done in a long time just because now I've got the time to do it. You know, and it's kind of been fun a bit.
Well, and that's the thing about it is that, you know, I don't know how I would have got all this stuff done that I've been working on if I was away racing. And I cannot believe all the stuff that I've been coming up with and catching up with and doing. That's the crazy part about it.
Yeah, I think I had like a to-do list and yesterday I was looking at it and I'm like, this is like the first time in my life like my to-do list is actually caught up. I'm looking at it going like, I need to add some stuff to it. What's going on here? I've never been caught up, you know? So I don't know, man. It's interesting. But, you know, that being said, I think we're all ready to go back to racing. But I got to ask, you guys, NHRA is taking a little bit different approach to this. I know, you know, kind of NASCAR, IndyCar, they're kind of, I don't want to say rushing back. I think, it's tough to tell whether it's too soon, too late, too whatever. But, you know, I mean, you are still going to have some downtime with NHRA. I mean, what are the plans as things kind of open back up? You're still going to have some downtime. I mean, what's the plans for you guys and DSR?
Well, right now what we're doing is that everybody's back in the shop and we're just getting ready, because when we do go back racing, we're not going to have the typical off weekends in between. So we're preparing to have everything ready to go, because you're talking about, we go back racing, it's probably going to end up being 16 races in a row week after week. We're going to feel like NASCAR. Yeah. So with that being said, before we used to be able to go like 3 races in a row, then you come home and have a weekend off in between. When you literally have, you'll have probably about 10 days to prepare to go to your next race. So you're able to come back to the shop, reload the trucks and trailers, and you might only have 2 in a row, then you have a weekend off. So you had breaks in between to settle down and keep everything, keep everything right. Well, now if you got 16 in a row, it's going to be a scramble, and you got to kind of project about parts and pieces you're going to need, because before, if you broke an injector, you could take it back to the place we get them repaired at and let them repair it. And then you can put another one on a trailer. Well, if the place can't repair it fast enough, you better have some new ones in stock. So if you go through parts and pieces, that you can keep racing for those 16 weeks in a row. So it's going to be like elbows and knees and feet all thrown in together, and we got to get after it. You know what I mean? So our deal is making sure that all of our teams are going to be prepared for that and having clutch disc ready, everything else ready, because now we're going to go between races, but the guys might be able to stop back at the shop after you do 4 or 5 in a row that's out in the West Coast or up north, come back to the shop, you're only in the shop for 2 or 3 days, and you have to go to the very next race. So it's going to be a throwdown, and these guys, all of our crew guys and the front office staff and everybody else is going to be, they're going to be worn out, because it's going to be nonstop action.
Well, you know, and I think, you know, you're reading like the internet and Facebook and some of the groups and things like that. I don't think the fans quite understand, because a lot of people are going, well, why? Why would you put yourself through that? Why would you do 16 races? Just make it 10 races and give you guys some breaks in between or something like that. You know, and what they don't understand is like budgets with these big major companies. You know what I mean? They've invested into the programs. You know, a lot of times money's already exchanged hands, and those events haven't happened or they're canceled and they're you guys have to give them a certain amount of return on investment, you know, a certain amount of events, a certain amount of exposure for their dollars, or at the end of the year, you know, that money's got to go back to the company. So, you know, one, you want to be able to give them the exposure, but two, I mean, they don't want to take the money back at the end of the year, and two, you guys don't want to send the money back. So I think a lot of fans at home don't really understand the business side, and that, you know, when you signed on for X amount of events or things like that, you guys somehow, some way, you can't just cancel it because you want to. You guys got to deliver.
Absolutely, and you got to give them what they pay for at the end of the day. So you already have those deals right now. Like, you think about, our race season is only 24 races. So when we come back to racing, we're only going to be racing probably 18 to 19, or we might do some televised events. We have no idea what's in the air, because our full-blown deal has not been announced yet.
Yeah.
So with that being said is that we can have up to 20 total races. We can have 18 total races. I have no idea until they finalize all that stuff. And that's the key deal, is that you got to keep the sponsors happy, and you got to be able to partner with them and still help them drive, because everybody's hurting after this whole COVID-19 epidemic deal. And we just got to figure a way out how to, like, you know, when we come out on the other side, when the floodgates get let open again, how do we help them generate and get back to where they were, and then help them grow. And that's the whole key to this whole thing right now, is figuring all that stuff out and how to make that all happen.
Well, we are definitely going to continue on talking about sponsorships, the industry, the pandemic, what things look like on the other side. But we are going to have to take a short commercial break. And when we return, we will have more with Antron Brown. Do want to give you guys a quick reminder, though, you know, iRacing, it has become basically a breath of fresh air for all of us in the motorsports community. PR-Jim Beaver, that will get you a discount there at iRacing when you sign up. So PR-Jim Beaver, that's going to get you a discount if you sign up over there at iRacing. So make sure and do that. You can get in the game. Keep wheeling whatever you want to wheel there on iRacing Service, everything from off-road to NASCAR, IndyCar, and everything in between. So check them out. We're going to take a short commercial break, and more Antron Brown. We return to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help get you where you need to go, so let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. Don't just shred your way through any off-road rugged terrain. Get into gear with GSP XTV and let us redefine your adventure. The GSP Advantage of quality and performance sets a standard for UTV axles. We strive to provide premium ATV and UTV axles to keep you shreddy ready. Kick up some dirt and get in the driver's seat with GSP XTV. With over 35 years of experience, drive with a company you can trust. Drive with GSP. For more information, please visit us at GSPXTV.com today.
You're listening to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. All killer and no filler.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Before we cut to break, we kind of primed the pump there. We were talking about sponsorship and how to keep these companies that have continued to fund us in our programs, you know what I mean, even through this pandemic, how to get them, how to get them back moving forward.
Absolutely. And we got to be in it together. We have to be all in it together, and we have to hit the ground running and figure out how that we can get them back to where they're at. And where they're at, where they're moving billboards, and where they're like, where their spokesperson for them also. So we have a lot that's on the plate that we have to drive. And for me personally, like Global Electronic Technologies, they're a credit card processing company. So what I've been doing in the interim is I've been working during the week and trying to tie them to all the different people I know to help them, make their whole credit card processing more efficient and also save them money. And they got great rates and 24/7 service, right, Jim? But the key deal is on it now is with all this COVID-19, people are not using swipers and stuff. So they got to figure out how to take these payments without interacting with people or taking their credit card. And Global Electronic Technology has that down. So we've been helping, they help out Bandimere Speedway to all these other different racetracks and different corporations, different companies, and we've been tying them in with them. And that's the whole thing, is just trying to figure out how to help them go while people are down, how to save money, and for them to actually tackle the new hurdles that's going to be right in front of them, whether they're a restaurant, storefront. How do you do all that stuff? You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's what I've been doing Monday through Friday, is that I've been working on different people like that to try to make that happen with Global Electronic Technology.
Well, and I think the good thing for a company like Global Electronic Technologies, but for all of us in motorsport and events and things like that, whether it be restaurants or things like that, people, I know me. I mean, I think everybody's got a little stir crazy. They're sitting at home and looking at the same four walls and we're staying active and playing games and doing whatever. But I mean, we're a nation of people who go out and we do things and we experience things and we go to events and we see people and, we socialize. And I got to tell you, I think, after we know that things are clear and it's safe to go out into groups of people, I think whether it be NHRA or IndyCar or an off-road race or concerts or, sporting events, I think we're going to see more people than we have in years, AB, because I think everybody's so – they're so tired of being at home, they're going to go to anything they possibly can,
Oh, yes, they are. And they're ready to get out. You know what I mean? Just like you're saying, Jim, is like they're ready to say, like, all right, it's time for us to go. We're ready to go be normal. And anything that could make them feel like what they used to do would be normal and not sit at home and just stare at a wall. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like I have one of my good friends. He lives in a neighborhood up the street from me because I live by myself. I have two neighbors on the side of me because I live out in the country. Well, he was telling me, he goes, AB, it's crazy, man. He goes, half my neighborhood, they got divorces. And I'm like, oh, snap, because they've been living with each other too long to find out what each other's about, and now everybody's getting divorced. It's time for everybody to go back to work.
Isn't that the truth? You know, it's oh man, no. It, you know, I think it'll be good though. I think, you know, I think everybody's going to start to get out. They're going to start spinning again, and you know, I think that it's just it's been a wild ride. But you know, I know you've been doing a lot. Well, you've been wrenching on the kids' junior dragsters too a lot, right? Getting those things on point.
Brother, I've been nonstop. I'm doing something every week. I have been doing nonstop, and I've been working also personally on my I have a reaction time simulator deal that I'm actually going to go pick up from ProCode today, which does all my coatings and stuff like that. And they coat it like as a top fuel driver compartment, and I'm going to go pick that dude up and start putting that all back together. And I changed some stuff where I even get a reaction time off the brake lever, too, and how fast I let the brake lever go.
Oh, nice.
Is one side, and the other side is my foot pedal. So I'm anxious to get that thing back together and get in there and start getting me some reps in, man, so I can step my game up even more.
Yeah, well, I know we were talking beforehand, but, you know, like, you know, your buddy Ron Capps, he's been doing a lot of iRacing. Been any itch on your part to go in and race in some of these celebrity races and stuff like that they've got? Are you pretty happy doing what you're doing around the house?
Yeah, well, I know. I tell you what, Ron's been in that stuff nonstop, man. And I did a little bit of stuff like on my kid's PS4 that we got through Toyota and stuff like that. Did the Gran Turismo. We got to race some stuff, man. But besides that, I've been busy working in the shop. I'm like, I got to work on something. And you already know that that's what I do. Like, when I raced that Mint with you guys out there, man, I had a blast, and I was ready to dig in and start working on some stuff, making it better. So that's just what I always do. I'm a tinkerer. So with that being said, is that I got to do some stuff, but I just can't, like, you know, just sit down. I got to be in the action deal. Like, I got to do the real thing. You know what I mean? That's what really gets me going.
Yeah, I got you there for sure. So, yeah, I don't know. You know, it's just interesting. I mean, you know, looking at the business side, you know, I was thinking about this, Antron, and, you know, I the thing that's got me concerned, and you and I can, you know, talk the business side of racing because we're both in it, you know, but obviously you've had some partners that have supported you for years, and so have I. But what do you think the trickle down is going to be? Because obviously we've got 2020, but, you know, right now, buddy, you and I both know we traditionally, this year obviously is out the window, but we would already be talking and negotiating for 2021 because those big budgets are kind of set aside over the summer and then early fall. And if you don't have something done by about October 1st, it's probably, you know, big, big money. It's probably not going to happen. I mean, things do, but, you know, it's kind of got me concerned about, you know, 2021 and even 2022, because I feel like this kind of couple of months here has kind of derailed everything, and nobody can even talk about 2021 yet because we haven't even really started the 2020 season. You know, they don't even know what they're going to get out of this year, you know? So, I mean, are you concerned like I am about kind of the business side of motorsports and these partnerships?
We know you hit it right on the head because I'm in the middle of trying to do a transition where I took over my own team, and that's what I've been working on, but it makes it really, really hard because you can't negotiate because while these companies are down out, nobody's talking about sponsorship or what they're going to do next or on the marketing side or anything else. They're just trying to survive right now. So right now, we just got to do the same thing and weather the storm and try to get through this all together. And that's what I've been doing. I've been there supporting my partners, and hopefully at the end of this, we come out of this, and then we can start working towards that goal. But right now, I had to put all that stuff on the side, and I haven't even thought about it, to be honest with you, Jim. You know what I mean? And that's the hardest part, is that we're just trying to keep the partners we have and help them survive, and then we can start working on new relationships after it.
Yeah, you know, and I agree, you know, and it's like, you know, I know with me, I'm, you know, a lot of these companies, at least in the off-road industry and things like that, some of these major companies, I mean, you hear about all these, you know, employees that have been furloughed and things like that, you know, and I'm looking at it going, how can I logically go to this company in good conscience and go, hey, you know, let's start talking about money for next year when you know half their employees are sitting at home because there's not enough to keep them employed, you know? And like, to me, it's just, I can't do it in good faith and good conscience. Like, it's just not in my DNA makeup. And I know you're about the same way, you know? So it's just really, like you said, I mean, we're trying to make sure our partners that we have now are happy, but looking long-term, I'm like, I don't even know when those conversations are going to happen, you know? And at some point, you know, motorsports is going to happen in 2021, but you know, are things going to shift? Are we going to see lighter schedules? Are we, you know, just because budgets aren't there? Like, I don't know, AB. I think there's a bigger story here to this whole pandemic than I think a lot of people have actually started talking about yet.
Well, and that's what it is that you can't. And you already said it, even having the right conscience of just being there and saying, okay, like, let's just focus on them and see what they need. And this is our time when we dig in as a partner and put our head down and say, how can we do – how we're in this together, and what can I do to actually help grow or help you get back on track? And that's actually the mindset, and that's the mode that we're in right now, is like saying, how can we help you and how can we support you? And I've been talking to all my Macro Tools distributors, and I've been talking to all them, their families, calling them during the weekend, like, you know, if their kids have a birthday, making special calls and telling them, hey, man, I'm here with you. You know what I mean? What you need? What can I help you with? And that's what we're going from, and that's what we've been working on hardcore. And that's where it really starts, and it shows you what you're made of, because all the other stuff will take care of itself down the road. We're not even worried about that, but this is the foundation that you build your relationships on, and that's how you really help your partners out.
Well, you know, and one thing I've seen, and I guess it's – I see this as a positive. I say, you know, if there's one positive that's come out of this, I think it's all caused us to get a lot more creative. What can we do for our partners? You know, and you've always been one that you've always been creative, you know what I mean? But I think everybody industry-wide now, it's like we're really thinking about things. You know, we're really thinking about delivery and return, and what can we do socially, and what can we do, you know, digitally and things like that. Like, what can we do to add additional benefits to our partners? And I think, you know, I think that we've seen some creative stuff come out in the last 2 months, stuff that probably never would have happened because we weren't forced to. But I feel like the entire industry was pushed into a corner, and now it's like, no, we've got to battle back. We've got to go to war for these companies. And that's one positive I see, is I see stuff coming out on the internet and digitally and things like that and on social media I've never seen before. And I'm like, this might actually be a positive, because it's really pushed that side of the industry forward on what we can do for partners.
Absolutely. And what you're doing is that, this is the thing about this, is like, me and you both know that the sponsorship realm has changed, period. Like, it's no more, we're going to give you this much money, you put a sticker on the side of your car. You know what I mean? Now, you have to be the full gambit. You have to be the full pie, I call it, where you're not just winning on the racetrack, you have to win off the racetrack. So you have to go there and be their spokesperson, get in front of different people, talk about it. But you only can do it if you believe in everything that partner does. You get what I mean? Like, yeah. Like with Macro Tools, they actually change people's lives. They take normal mechanics, or they could be a FedEx driver, or no matter the difference where they come from, a school teacher, shop teacher, and they literally put them on a mobile tool store, and they control and they become their own boss. And in turn, they're not selling tools. They're actually giving people a service. You know what I mean? One-on-one service. You got to understand what they're doing. They're there to actually help the mechanic or the person out that works at the body shop, or if they work at a big diesel place, they're there to help them out so they can be more efficient at their job, so they can actually make more money, and they develop a relationship with them and a bond that goes far beyond just a normal customer or, you know, or shop owner. You get what I mean? It goes beyond that, and you're actually changing people's lives. And then once you understand that, you know, with the partners you work with, you actually can see how you're able to build and establish and become a part of that, because you believe in it 110%. You get what I mean? Like, there's no questions about it. And once you do that, then you're able to be a part of that brand and help it grow. And then you learn how to do more B2B stuff. How do you bring other things there to help out the people that you're with? You know what I mean? How do you help their company grow? How do you give them a direct return on their investment? And once you figure that out, then you become a part, not just a part of their brand, you become a part of that company, what they see you valuable, and you're there, and that's how you are able to keep sponsors for year in and year out. You know what I mean? And that's how you sustain yourself and keep yourself going in the industry, by becoming a part of the brand.
And we'll be back to finish up this interview with Antron Brown when we return here to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. I'm Polaris rider Jim Beaver. I race trophy trucks professionally, host a Down and Dirty radio show, and also travel the country announcing motorsports events. I've seen it all, and trust me, I've done most of it. So when it comes time to relax on the weekend, nothing is better than taking time with my family in our Razor vehicles. They've got the reliability I need to just pick up and go explore the desert dunes or trail, and have the capability to attack even the harshest terrain. If you're looking for some of the most reliable and safest, and hands down most capable off-road machines in the world, look no further than Polaris and their award-winning lineup of Razor vehicles. Whether you want your daughter to experience off-road driving for the first time in a Razor 170 like me, take the entire family out in a Razor XP4 1000 on the weekend, or shred the desert and dunes in the all-new Razor XP 1000 Fox Edition, Polaris has you handled. Take my advice and join me and some of the best drivers in the world by driving a Polaris Razor. Check out the full Polaris Razor lineup at Polaris.com or follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Polaris Razor. Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help get you where you need to go, so let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more. Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for a 15% discount.
Life is all about sound. The sound of sports, the sound of the racetrack, and the sound of your vehicle. Don't drive around listening to this. Drive around listening to the sound of performance. Gibson Performance. Gibson Performance Exhaust is the company who can turn this into this. Remember that life is all about sound, and Gibson Exhaust is the sound of performance. Check out your next catback exhaust system, headers, muffler, or UTV exhaust at GibsonPerformance.com and get more power and more sound.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. I guess we're going to continue on with Antron Brown here, third part of this interview. And, you know, Antron, let's kind of talk about, I guess, where we're at for the remainder of this year.
You know, you said, like you said, you guys are going to have 16 races back to back to back. I mean, how are you preparing for that? I mean, I know you're fit, you know what I mean, and things like that, but that's a grueling schedule, AB. I mean, that's a lot of flights. That's a lot of travel lag, you know, back and forth, you know, away from the family. I mean, that's going to be a stretch like, NHRA has never seen before. I mean, how are you preparing for that, man? I mean, mentally, you got, you know, it's one of those where you're saying bye to the wife and saying, hey, we'll see you in about 3-4 months, you know. Obviously, you're going to see her here and there, but, you know what I mean? That's a tough, tough schedule this fall.
Yes, it is, and that's the hard part about it is that, Jim, you just got to, that's where you got to dig deep with all your guys, man, and you just take it one deal at a time, and we know what's coming up, but that's why we're preparing right now. Everybody goes, well, what are you doing in the shop? What are you doing? Like, other people ain't in the shop. Well, you guys don't race until here or there. You ain't going to do this or that. And I'm like, well, I know we're not, but we're getting ready for it.
Yeah, the war is coming, right?
Right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So as all this is going on, I do have to say, I know from what I understand, our boy Todd's he's going to be bringing you over some bling for your rides, huh?
What's that?
I said, with all this going on, I said, I know our boy Todd, he's going to be bringing you over some bling for your rides. He's going to get you, get your rides all on point with some new hoops, huh?
Brother, I am ready, man. And Todd is good people, man. All the people at Vision, man, I tell you what, they've been taking excellent care of me. And I can't wait, just like, you know, I'm part of that family now, man. So I'm all geeked out and excited just to get that going, man. And I got some new stuff coming in from my Toyota Tundra. And then I got some wheel packages from my daughter's car coming that she don't know about that we're going to surprise her and pimp a ride out. And then I got some new stuff for my race hauler, for my kids' junior dragsters.
Yeah.
I'm switching the rims up on the trailer, and they're going to blend in with, like, the same rims I got on my semi. So it's so many great things that's going on, man. I'm really happy to be a part of the Vision family now on the rim side. And they just got their stuff, their styles are just incredible. And I got the off-road, true off-road, I have a TRD Pro Tundra. It's going to make that thing look rough and rugged, to having just like the street whip. They'll make your street cars look sporty, from your muscle cars to even to your import cars, to give it that street and strip style, to your off-road style. They got everything. Even my golf carts got dialed in, man. For my golf carts, you get the racetrack. So I'm really pumped. And then all the other good people there, man, over there at General Tire, they hooked me up with some tires and different stuff and all that stuff that they have. So I'm truly pumped right now. I've been very fortunate, and I'm just glad to be a part of those guys as their team, man. And we're gonna bring them to the drag strip, and we're gonna play hard, have some fun, and we're gonna be styling.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to see you get that Toyota. We need to get that out to one of these off-road events. Get that thing muddy and a little dusty and dirty, and get some, we call it desert pinstripe, and where the greasewoods go down the side of it. We need to get that thing. We need to get that thing battle tested out here, buddy.
Absolutely, brother. I'm ready to rock, man. I want to come out there and hang out with you, man. Come do a couple other events with you guys out there, man, in the desert, brother. So I might have to bring out my Tundra out there just to profile, man. But I ain't gonna beat her up. Yeah. I ain't gonna beat her up.
You know what's funny is ever since StarCar, you know, I know you said, I want to get back out there, and Steve-O wants to get back out there. Well, you know, Ron Capps and Leah Pruitt have both become really good friends of mine, and they're hitting me up all the time, like, hey, there's ever an opportunity, we want to jump behind the wheel. I'm like, man, we could do this NHRA All Star Desert event, and get all four of you like split and drive and one a lap or something, man. Like, I think everybody in NHRA was so jealous of you on that one deal. So no, we need to make something happen. Even if it's just going camping for the weekend, you can bring your kids out, and we'll just all let them, you know, wheel the razors and stuff like that out at the dunes, man. We need to make something happen.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. We got to make it happen. We got to make it happen. And a lot of people don't realize that I came from off-road racing, but on the motocross side with dirt bikes. So that's always been a big passion of mine, and it's always been something that I always wanted to do. So I really enjoy being out there with you guys all the time, and I'm looking forward to getting back out there with you and ripping it up on that desert.
Yeah, how often are you ever on a dirt bike anymore? I mean, I know you're good friends with Malcolm and James and stuff like that, but you ever get on a dirt bike and go and turn some laps anymore, or is it one of those where you're too scared to get hurt and might derail in HRA?
No, you know what the funny part is? I would love to. I just don't have the time like I used to, like with the schedule and everything else like that. It's just that I spend so much time on my off time. I'm with my kids racing, or I'm home doing stuff with the family. So I don't get the time like I used to, where I got to go out and go have fun like I used to.
Well, it's one of those where I guess, dirt bikes will always be there, right? You know, not that you're going to hang up your helmet anytime soon in Top Fuel, but I guess it'll always be there whenever you're ready for it, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. It always will be there, you know what I mean? It ain't going nowhere. So I always enjoyed it and have fun with it, and it keeps you in shape. And, you know, it's one of those deals when you're riding out there, man, and you're jumping, or whether you're going through trails or you're riding a track, you just kind of feel free when you ride.
Yeah. No, I agree
with you. Especially when you get in rhythm.
Yeah, and I get the same thing, you know, when I get out in razors, and I've had to kind of swear off the dirt bike for a while just because I can't. I'm going to hurt myself. Just I know it. So I stick with a cage, but it's the same way. I can go out in the razor on a weekend and just go and blast some trails and things like that, and it's just free. Some about being out there and getting some fresh air and, you know, just feeling the wind hit you, and I don't know. It's tough to explain unless you've experienced it, you know, and obviously you have, so. Yeah, so I don't know, AB. I think that's about all we got for this week, though. But you know, always good catching up, my man. You know, it's been I don't know. I haven't seen you, I guess, since Phoenix. I guess it seems like you know, it's funny, just a couple months ago, and it seems like an eternity. You know, I think everything seems like an eternity right now.
Absolutely, I know it does, man. But that's part of it. You know what I mean? And I just love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. But it's time. Like the off time that we've been having right now, it's been making us all stir crazy. I've been getting a lot of stuff done, but I'm just ready to, now I'm ready to get back after it. It's time to go. It's time to go.
It is definitely go time. Well, I know I will, you know, I'm going to try and make it out to at least one more NHRA event this year once things get kickstarted, buddy. But I'm sure we'll be talking soon, especially, you know, when we get you set up with these Vision Wheels and General Tires and get some content rolling with those, man. But always fun catching up, brother.
Always, brother. Always, man. Always. And thank you for having me on, man. I really appreciate it.
Well, big thanks to Antron Brown for taking the time out of you know, schedule to call in the show. Always fun having AB on, and he's become a good friend of mine. And you know, just a super, super accomplished you know, race car driver. And you know, he's always, you know, he's one of those guys who's built his program from nothing to where it is today. And now, you know, looking at ownership in NHRA, you know, over the next couple seasons. And, you know, you just got to tip the cap to a guy like that who's created a career, you know, by sheer hard work and determination and a heckload of talent, you know. And so you got to give AB a lot of credit. I always enjoy having him on the show. So big thanks to Antron, you know, for taking the time to come on. So, yeah, we got a little bit of time before, you know, we kind of wrap up hour number one, move into hour number two. Don't forget hour number two. We are going to have Dax Shepard as well as Adam Carolla on in hour number two. So I think you should definitely look forward to those interviews. Going to be a ton of fun. So, you know, kind of some throwbacks. But, you know, looking at things, we've actually had a lot of news come out, you know, in the past week on schedules, motorsports, things like that. You know, what to look forward to. You know, we all knew NASCAR was resuming this weekend. We all knew that IndyCar was resuming, you know, after the 1st of June. Big news is Crannon, that was kind of up in the air. Crannon is going to be run in June. That's going to be massive. Same weekend, though, as Road America, the IndyCar race. In Wisconsin, the Supreme Court of Wisconsin overruled the governor, basically said you can't force people to stay home. They can do whatever they want. So immediately within 24 hours, everything in Wisconsin opened back up and all the floodgates opened for motorsports, sporting events, everything else. Same thing's kind of happening in Arizona, but it, you know, was issued by the governor. You know, that being said, these two are going to be the first two major motorsports events in this country that are going to have fans. And so that coming late June. So that's some massive news. And it sounds like Crannon and Road America are working together to promote Wisconsin and get some fans in attendance. So that's going to be interesting to see how that shakes out. Some big storylines there. Obviously, you know, we talked about NASCAR resuming. The big one, though, it's kind of been this asterisk there, you know, how are they going to finish up the Supercross season? By now, Pro Motocross is generally, you know, starting to get fired up, and Supercross is wrapped up, you know, in Vegas. Well, you know, Supercross still got to wrap up their calendar. This is kind of the big one. You hate to say Supercross always takes precedence over Motocross, but it does. And so, you know, rumors were that Supercross might be running in Arizona, but now it is confirmed Supercross season will resume without fans May 31st in Utah. So Supercross will be back in action in Utah May 31st. They're going to wrap up the season, and it looks like it's going to be, I'm looking at the schedule here, it is going to be 7 rounds of racing starting on May 31st, running through June 21st. They're going to be running Sunday, Wednesday, Sunday, Wednesday is going to be the schedule. So two races a week. I'm assuming that they're going to, that they're going to change the track up in between rounds, things like that. It would be pretty boring to run the exact same track. So I'm assuming they're going to massage it. They're going to have 450s and both 250 East and West. So both those are going to, wrap up their calendar. Round 17 will have the East-West shootout that we all love and have become accustomed to. So Supercross is kind of found their way, and they're going to be, putting on the remainder of their calendar. It's got me excited. Races are going to be televised on NBC Sports as general. So, we're going to have some live Supercross coming at you. Seven rounds of racing. I mean, this has got me pretty excited. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, I wanted to make sure my count was right. Seven rounds of racing for Supercross. So, like I said in the intro to the show, I feel like motorsports took a good two months off, but things are coming back. I know it sounds like Lucas Short Course is delayed until late July. Obviously, we know NHRA is getting fired up, the beginning of August. So it's going to be a wild summer. I mean, summer is generally where we have some gaps because there's heat and things like that. No, all bets are off this summer, man. It is gas on, game on. We are going racing. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, so I guess in a matter of a couple of weeks, we're now going to be full swing with Supercross, NASCAR, as well as IndyCar. And then by the end of June, we're going to have off-road in full swing as well. So there's a lot going on. I know Baja, that's been kind of a shakeup because you're dealing with another country and their regulations. And, obviously Arizona's opened up, Florida's opened up, I guess St. Petersburg, they're going to cap off the IndyCar season there. I would say everything in California scrapped at this point. Nevada's a tough call, but I believe Best of the Desert is resuming racing in late June, so there is that. But, there's a few states motorsports aren't going to happen in, California being one of them. Obviously Utah's receptive to it, Arizona, Texas, Wisconsin, Florida, North Carolina. So it's going to be interesting to see, as these first couple events run, the feedback, what happens. I mean, NASCAR this weekend, this is the first major motorsports event globally. All eyes are on NASCAR this weekend. We will see what happens. I am very excited to have some live racing of some sort on. I know UFC had, live fights without fans in attendance, this past weekend. So that was very big. Obviously pro wrestling's been going on, but I think we're all just dying to see sports, racing, and everything else. And I think you're going to see some of the biggest ratings of all time for NASCAR this weekend, just because it's going to be the only thing live on TV. So we're going to talk more about this in hour number two, but we're going to take a short commercial break. Then we'll wrap up hour number one right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Hang tight. We still got a whole lot more to come at you right here.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing. So why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Don't just shred your way through any off-road rugged terrain. Get into gear with GSP XTV and let us redefine your adventure. The GSP advantage of quality performance sets a standard for UTV axles. We strive to provide premium ATV and UTV axles to keep you shreddy ready. Kick up some dirt and get in the driver's seat with GSP XTV. With over 35 years of experience, drive with a company you can trust. Drive with GSP. For more information, please visit us at gspxtv.com today.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online in syndication on networks across the U.S. and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Welcome back here to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Man, what do we got going on to wrap up the show today? We got a whole heck of a lot going on to wrap up the show today. You know, it's going to be Adam Carolla and Dak Shepard, two of the biggest name guests to ever appear on the Down and Dirty Radio Show. Yeah, we're doing some best ofs in hour number two. So if you're tuning in on Sirius XM channel 211, Dan Patrick Radio, thank you. Thank you. If you want the second half of the show, you're going to have to, either go to Sports Byline Network or check us out on Apple Podcasts or downanddirtyshow.com. And trust me, it is worth it. Do that. Subscribe, rate, review, all that good stuff. At JimBeaver15 on social media. You know the drill. But I want to switch gears here. Obviously, I've got my big esports event this weekend. It is the Jim Beaver Esports eShort Course Triple Crown. We're capping off the Triple Crown this weekend. And you know what? Man, do we have a blockbuster celebrity guest coming over. First time he's ever driven an off-road truck. He's going to be in the virtual space. David Higgins. Yes, DH himself, the Hall of Famer, the rally legend. He is going to be in action and in competition this weekend against some of the baddest short course drivers in the world in the e-short course space. I am really, really excited about seeing DH in a short course truck. It's going to be back by Dirtfish Rally School, and I got to tell you, this is going to be a hell of a lot of fun one way or another, seeing Higgins behind the wheel of a Pro 4 of all things. 900 horsepower, all-wheel drive. We'll see how it compares to his rally car. So that's worth the price of admission right there. And you know what the price of admission is? Free? Yeah, tune into that. All right, we're going to take a short commercial break, come back here. It's going to be hour number two on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
You want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story. For 100 years, General Tire has provided tires for your lifestyle, your adventure, your anywhere. Born from competition, the Grabber Tire offers the durability and off-road traction you demand in a tire. We put these tires to the test in the harshest off-road racing conditions to give you a tire that will make your anywhere possible. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us photos at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online, in syndication on networks across the U.S., and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
All right, it is hour number two here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Thanks to everybody tuning in on the Sports Byline Network. Thanks to everybody tuning in on the American Forces Network overseas. Thanks to all our military and our troops. Hopefully you guys are safe. I love that we air there. And, you know, obviously signing off from Sirius XM Channel 211, Dan Patrick Radio. Thanks to everybody that continues to support us digitally on, on Apple Podcasts, downanddirtyshow.com. Thank you, guys. Much appreciated for all the support, as well as podcast one. Hour number two, we got a couple of guests that you want to say big. Yeah, it's pretty big here. that's the easiest way to put it. Man, Dax Shepard. So I guess we should lay the groundwork for these two interviews. Dax Shepard, I had him in the Polaris Razor Star Car program a couple of years ago. And, you know, and so this was an interview in the lead up to that, promoting that program. But he also talked about his podcast, acting, and, you know, his love for off-road and motorsports and why he got into acting. And it's so he could fund his, you know, habit of loving race cars. So, you know, very good interview with Dax Shepard. And then Adam Carolla, this was an interview after I was on Adam Carolla's show. I was a guest over on his show, CarCast. My good friend Matt DeAndrea is a co-host there. I think Bill Goldberg's involved in that show now as well. You know, after that show, I decided, I was like, you know what, I'd love to have Carolla on my show. So I sent out the request, and Adam goes, yeah, I'd love to be on the show. So we had Adam Carolla as a guest on, you know, on my show some, I don't know, we're talking 2-3 years back. So it just happens. Actually, both of these were done, I think, within a few weeks of each other, and it's just funny that they're going to both air together here. But I'm loving this hour number two. You know, we've done so much amazing content over 9-10 years here, right? 8-9 years of doing radio that, you know, it's been kind of fun during this pandemic when there's a lack of motorsports to dive back in and bring those interviews out that some of you may have not heard ever before, or those that you have that have been sticking around for a while. You know, you heard those back when they originally aired, and you probably forgot about them. You know, so I've been loving being able to air these best of interviews on the show. It's been kind of fun. It's refreshed my brain. I forgot, you know, as I'm digging through the archives, some of the amazing guests that we've had over, you know, the past decade right here on the show. And I've been very, very fortunate, one, to have a job in radio for this long, but two, to be able to have interviewed these amazing people. So, you know, Shepard and Carolla here on hour number two. We're going to take a short commercial break. We're going to get into things right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. I'm Polaris rider Jim Beaver. I race trophy trucks professionally, host a Down and Dirty radio show, and also travel the country announcing motorsports events. I've seen it all, and trust me, I've done most of it, so when it comes time to relax on the weekend, nothing is better than taking time with my family in our Razor vehicles. They've got the reliability I need to just pick up and go explore the desert dunes or trail, and have the capability to attack even the harshest terrain. If you're looking for some of the most reliable and safest, and hands down most capable off-road machines in the world, look no further than Polaris and their award-winning lineup of Razor vehicles. Whether you want your daughter to experience off-road driving for the first time in a Razor 170 like me, take the entire family out in a Razor XP4 1000 on the weekend, or shred the desert and dunes in the all-new Razor XP 1000 Fox Edition, Polaris has you handled. Take my advice and join me and some of the best drivers in the world by driving a Polaris Razor. Check out the full Polaris Razor lineup at Polaris.com, or follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Polaris Razor. Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help get you where you need to go, so let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more. Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for a 15% discount.
Life is all about sound. The sound of sports, the sound of the racetrack, and the sound of your vehicle. Don't drive around listening to this. Drive around listening to the sound of performance. Gibson Performance. Gibson Performance Exhaust is the company who can turn this into this. Remember that life is all about sound, and Gibson Exhaust is the sound of performance. Check out your next catback exhaust system, headers, muffler, or UTV exhaust at GibsonPerformance.com and get more power and more sound.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Like to welcome my next guest to the line, Adam Carolla. How's everything going, Adam?
It's going real well. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, well, I know it was about a month back. I know I was in studio over there and did CarCast, and since then, man, you've brought home a bit of hardware. How was that Trans Am, man? That's pretty legit.
Yeah, thanks. It was pretty intense for the beginning part. Because I hadn't driven a legitimate modern day Trans Am car, so you know what happened was is somebody said to me like 3 months ago, like, "Hey, I got you a ride in a Trans Am car for an official Trans Am race out at Willow Springs," and they told me that several months ago, and I did what I always do. I just said, fine, sounds good, you know, sign me up, which is sort of a mistake in terms of things that I do them career wise I do them for driving, I do it just about anything. And you know, then I realized I'm going in the middle of doing a TV show. I was gearing up to do this 1 hour live TV show, and I wasn't getting any track time, and I don't, it's a Corvette. It's got 850 horsepower, and there's three Trans Am divisions. And this was Trans Am 1. This is the top, like the big dog, biggest, fastest cars out there. And then also Willow Springs, like it's called the fastest track in the West. And I'm not I don't even like Willow Springs. I'm not very good on that track. I much prefer somewhere like Laguna Seca. I got a lot more seat time at Laguna Seca. But so next thing you know, it's just the weekend of the race. I'm right in the middle of production, and I just kind of head out on a Friday morning, and there's this crazy beast of, it's a C7R full race prep Corvette. And I don't even know how it shifts or anything. And they're like, it's sequential. You ever use a sequential gear shift? And I'm like, no, I've never done that. How does it work?
Trial by fire.
I was like, well, do I need to push the clutch in? And like, well, if you want, you can do it. You don't have to, but you could. I'm like, okay. I don't even know if I fit in the car. And the next thing you know, it's a smash. And then was also a 40 lap race, and I usually do 10 lap races. You know, I'm in the car for like 20 minutes doing vintage races.
Yeah.
It's a 40 lap race and a 2.5 mile course. I'm like, geez, I'll be in the car for a while. Yeah. Here. And long story short, somehow got into it, figured it out, got my groove a little, started following some fast guys and made a pass or two and ended up on the podium with a third place finish. So it's pretty, everyone was, I don't think anyone was more surprised than I was, but everyone was pretty damn surprised.
Well, maybe that's the way you need to do it all the time. Just show up and drive. You can overthink things, and maybe that's been the problem, right? You overthink things. It's like, just show up and race, and maybe that's the ticket there. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I always show up and race, and it doesn't usually work out that well. So,
well, here's a question for you, because you do a lot of vintage racing, and I mean, and when you vintage race, I mean, it's in proper vintage race cars. I mean, you know, jumping into this Corvette, this modern day, just amazing road racing car. I mean, what's the biggest differences? Because I mean, you've driven some cars, you know, some vintage cars that were at the top of their game, you know, 30, 40 years ago. I mean, what's the difference in jumping into this Corvette now, say, is, you know what I mean? You know, Newman's Porsche from, you know, the 79 that you just bought.
The new cars, and I mean, this Corvette was, you know, full tube frame beast, just a beast of a car, is you know, about as fast as those kind of cars with bodies on them get. I mean, it had 850 horsepower, but it was still dialed in. It the brakes worked, the steering worked, the suspension was tuned for the track, you know, when I would go out and come off that after doing, you know, qualifying or warm up or practice or whatever, some tech would plug his computer in and start messing around with this perches on the struts for the springs, or add a little more of this, or put a little more, you know, dial in a little more sway bar, something like that. And so the end result was, even though the car was a crazy, loud, insane beast, it felt kind of like a car, you know, it felt like kind of more drivable in its own sort of 850 horsepower kind of way than my vintage cars, which really feel like old cars. Like, they don't, the brakes aren't always there, the steering's tough, you know, as far as the suspension goes, like, who knows, you know, the best as we can do it, but it's never really like dialed in. Aero, you know, no aero, you know, the vet had a ton of downforce, you know, and you could carry a ton of speed into the turn eight, big sweeping turn, you know, going 160 miles an hour. And it would stay put, you know, the stuff I drive has, you know, no aero, no anything. So in a weird way, the crazy beastly vet was easier.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, I come from racing trophy trucks, right? And I've said we can put anybody in a trophy truck no matter what your driving skill level is, and you can still be pretty fast because they're so forgiving and they're so dialed in, you know? Whereas you go to a vintage off-road truck from, say, 20, 30 years ago, you really had to be a driver to drive one of those, because you make one little mistake and it's, you know, you're up on your lid, you know? So I completely get that. It seems like these new cars have got so fast that, you know, it can take a bad driver and make them good, if that makes any sense.
I think so. I mean, we had a in the Trans Am 2 or 3, there was a Lamborghini Gallardo Trofeo or whatever, and it's like all-wheel drive. I think it had some kind of traction control, you know, paddle shift, you know. I think it like blipped the throttle, you know, when you downshifted. And it was like, geez, that's kind of like driving just a really cool supercar in a race,
yeah.
You know, and the guy's still going fast and everything, but the vintage cars, you're sweating in those things. I mean, you're working. And, you know, I was working in this Corvette, but not as hard as I work in the vintage cars. Although I'll say this about the vet, the speed is a lot faster, so stuff's happening a lot faster.
Yeah.
You know, even though the brakes work better, stuff's coming at you a lot faster. And also with 850 horsepower, and it's right there. Like, you just tap the throttle, and it's on. It's pretty easy to bring that rear end around. Like, it's just took a little while to get used to it, but I liked it. And I would be happy to drive more modern cars that were less of a challenge.
Yeah, going back to the vintage cars, though, I want to talk real quick about your collection, because I know Matt showed me the collection over there, and you know, and I love it. You know, and one thing I really love about it is I've been to a lot of car collections. Yours is so different than everybody else's, and I mean, you know, seeing vintage Nissan race cars and Datsuns, and you've got, you know, Lamborghini Miras, and I mean, what's a basis? I mean, when you look at cars, I mean, what is it that Adam Carolla goes, oh wow, that's something I want to target, because your collection is different than anything I've ever seen before.
Oh, well, thanks. I just have stuff I like, and if I like it, I want it. And Datsun, anything in race trim, I like a lot. You know, something that I want that I don't have that I've always kind of wanted was a M1 Pro car, for instance. If you're just talking about cars that I would like, aesthetically, I think the Mira is one of the best looking cars ever made.
We got to take a short break. A whole lot more with Adam and also Dax when we return here to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90 degree flood to a 15 degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Don't just shred your way through any off-road rugged terrain. Get into gear with GSP XTV and let us redefine your adventure. The GSP advantage of quality and performance sets a standard for UTV axles. We strive to provide premium ATV and UTV axles to keep you shreddy ready. Kick up some dirt and get in the driver's seat with GSP XTV. With over 35 years of experience, drive with a company you can trust. Drive with GSP. For more information, please visit us at gspxtv.com today.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online in syndication on networks across the U.S. and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Welcome back to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Like to welcome my guest to the line this week, something I'm stoked to finally announce, let the cat out of the bag, my teammate, along with Jolene Van Viet at the UTV World Championship, Dax Shepard. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you, Jim, for having me on. I really appreciate your enthusiasm. It's as if you were announcing Brad Pitt or somebody really special. So thanks for digging deep and getting there for it.
No, you know, I'm really excited. Like, we've had so many personalities in this car. I mean, Jolene and I, we had Tanner Faust last year. We had Travis Pastrana. We had Antron Brown, top fuel racer at the Mint. Now we've got Dax Shepard. Like, I feel like we're getting guys from all different walks of life, and it's been such a fun project. But I think the cool thing with you is you've actually got an off-road background, man. This isn't like the first time you've ever driven something in the dirt.
No, it's not. I did have a one car for a little bit. That ended up in the movie Hit and Run. I think it saw more action in Hit and Run, actually. I stupidly thought, oh, well, once you buy that expensive car, that's it. And then I realized, oh, no, racing is endlessly expensive. And you're better off with a lot of support. So I quickly thought, oh, I will need more jobs if I want to continue to do this.
Yeah, it becomes an expensive hobby. And that's what's funny you say that, because a lot of people see, they go on the listings on the internet and they see like a trophy truck for 150 grand. They're like, well, that's cheap, you know, I mean, relatively. And
yeah.
You know, and I'm like, yeah, but so that's not it. And they said, what do you mean? I can get that. And then it's like $1,500 entry fee to race, right? I'm like, not so much. I'm like,
you're describing me perfectly. I was like, damn, that's an expensive car. But hey, once I got it, I can race the Baja 1000. For a couple $100, and I didn't realize it costs up to 50 grand to run that race. Or I don't know what guys are spending. You would know better than me.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I don't even want to attempt.
That's really what's kind of awesome about this UTV class in general, is just someone can actually race off-road, and the weight is so, you know, low that the car can handle the same course that these bigger trucks and cars can handle without, you know, tearing themselves apart as quickly.
Yeah, well, that's what's awesome. I like this one that we're racing. I mean, the Razor Star car, it's literally, it looks like a miniature class one car. It handles like a miniature class one car. I mean, you're used to a class one car. This is literally that, just shrunk down a bit. So
not 4,500 pounds going into corners.
Yeah, not 4,500 pounds going into the corners, and you know, just a hair.
And it's based on a four seater, right? It's like a four seater chassis. That's kind of.
Yeah. So it's based on a four seat chassis, so it's stretched out, so it handles more like a class one car does, through the whoops and things like that. And you know, we just turn it into a two seat. But yeah, you've got the wheelbase that's similar, and I mean, wheel travel, suspension. I mean, shoot, we're running like 3-inch coilovers on this Star car. Like, I mean, you look at these shocks and you look at the shocks on a class one, and they look identical. It's kind of
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's kind of maddening, to be honest with you. So,
well, yeah, I got to say, I had, prior to last season, I had only two-seater Razors. I had the 800, the 900, the 1000, and the Turbo. And I switched to the four-seater just to get more bodies to Oldsmobile out in Glamis.
Yeah.
And immediately I was like, oh, this is the way to go. The ride is so smooth. But, you know, that extra wheelbase really makes a humongous difference, especially through the whoops or anything kind of high speed.
Yeah. Well, and I know you go to Glamis quite frequently. I mean, it's something that it's kind of become a family thing for you guys, right? I mean, you and your wife, she enjoys going out to the dunes as well. It's not like, hey, I'm going to go and have a guy's weekend. Like, the whole family can go and enjoy it, right?
Yeah. In fact, one of these family members wants me to get her paints. Honey, I'm on the phone right now, but I can help you get paints in a few minutes, okay? Okay, I love you. Yes, so we are a big Glamis family. I'd say we're out there 3 or 4 weekends a year. We usually, we're there for Thanksgiving for sure. And my wife likes the camping aspect. She's neutral plus on off-roading, which is, that's a lot. That's as much as you can hope for. Exactly. She doesn't mind being out there, but she loves being in camp and cooking and decorating and doing all the stuff that happens out there. But we're both from Michigan, and we have sand dunes in Michigan, Silver Lake sand dunes, where a lot of people go in the summer. And I have pictures of me at 3 years old in my dad's truck out there. So I've always loved the dunes, but I didn't really realize that how much different Glamis is than every other place. I mean, it's hundreds of square miles of dunes, and they're just gigantic. I mean, I've been going maybe now for 6-7 years and still never once got the slightest bit bored out there. It's just endless.
Yeah. You can get lost in a hurry if you don't know what you're doing. I know first time I went to Glamis, I was like, whoa, yeah. I got turned around and I'm like, whoa, where am I at? Like, I'm glad I'm with people that know what's going on, because I sure don't right now.
Oh yeah. Yeah. My very first trip to the dunes was in that one car without paddles, following guys that grew up out there at night on a night run. And I was like, guys, I've got to keep my momentum up this hill. If I try to, you know, slow down to go over at 4,400 pounds with no paddles, we're all going to be digging all night. So, yeah, it was a real great trial by fire.
Well, something must have worked out, because you're back and you're still going. So, you know, that's
yeah, I've yet to have that helicopter pull a vehicle out from the sky.
That's definitely a good thing, man. So yeah, we've got you coming in to race a Polaris Razor Star Car UTV World Championship. I'm super, super excited about that. I don't know. I mean,
have you guys ever won? I just want to know where to set my expectations.
You know what? With this program, it's Jolene and I, last year at the UTV Worlds, we had some journalists from ESPN riding with us. I think we took a top 10 at the UTV Worlds.
Great.
There's like 70.
She's not driving all season, right? She's just popping into races here and there.
Yeah, I think she's doing a lot of stunt work now. So I think that's keeping
her. She came to this set of chips a couple times. She's friends with a lot of my stunt coordinator and a lot of those guys.
Yeah, so she's picked up, like, last year she was full-time. This year she's kind of just when she can fit it in, because the stunt stuff is, like, she's learned. She's like, action sports doesn't quite pay the bills, but stunt work does. So
yeah, and minimally it comes with great insurance.
Yeah, exactly. I think that was her big thing. She's like, I got to get in the union so I can get my insurance. So
yeah.
Now she's in the union, she's got her insurance, but now the problem is, I think it's like the vicious cycle, right? You got to keep up enough work to stay in the union or stay on the insurance. So,
you end up, the stunt folks usually end up needing to make some hours up to keep their insurance, and they'll end up, you know, taking a job where they're stunned as they lay on the ground all day long, 'cause they've been shot by a bad guy.
whatever keeps you on it, right? I mean,
absolutely.
It's not always glorious, but
especially if you're you have the hobbies that she has.
Yeah.
Yeah. Insurance is definitely necessary.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah.
So Parker, you're out in Parker. Can I just say what a free for all it is out there for people who've not been?
Yeah. It's interesting.
I had no idea that a place like that existed. And we went about 8 or 9 years ago to do some boating. And right when I got there, they were unloading like a monster sand car that they were driving around on the streets. Like, you can drive, it's Road Warrior out there, right? You can drive anything you want.
Pretty much. We consider Arizona kind of like the Wild West still. Like, things are, even if it's maybe not legal, it's kind of like, well, they just turned a blind eye to it. It's like, he's being safe relatively. We'll just let it go. So,
right. You can drive razors on the road out there, right?
Yeah, they're street legal in Arizona. So it's like I've got three or four of them, and I've got license plate on them all. And small town, like, it's just my daily driver. I just drive razors around town. Like,
It's so fun. We took a family vacation last summer to Wyoming, and I trailered up two razors, and that's the only thing we drove for 10 days. We'd go valet park it at restaurants and stuff. I mean, it was, you know, it's so fun for the kids. Like, all of a sudden they're super excited just to be driving somewhere.
Yeah, it's like my daughter, she's nine, she's got the little Razor 170, and it's like it's free for all when she gets in that thing. Like, it's just hell on wheels, you know, but it's like been great. Like, she absolutely loves it. She looks forward to it, you know. Anytime you can get the kids out of the house nowadays, it's a good thing.
Oh yeah. My oldest daughter just turned 5, and I'm thinking it's about time for a 170. She's got the electric dirt bike that she rides, and okay. So I'm thinking now it's time.
Yeah, and they've got on the 170s, they've got the throttle adjuster, so like you can put so you can put it so it only goes like, you know, 5 miles an hour, or you can crank it open where it'll go, you know, 25-30. So you can adjust it, so even if she mashes the throttle, it's only going to go 5 mile an hour.
Yeah, that would be the 3-year-old setting. She's not to be trusted in those things. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, so
yeah, those things are so cool. When I was imagine when we were kids, if they had something like that.
Yeah, what was it? The electric power wheels all we had when I was a kid, like the, you know, and they went about half a mile an hour. I think batteries are always dead.
Yeah, that and the Odyssey, which only the rich kids in my town had.
Yeah, there was one kid in Parker that had one, and everybody salivated over that. And I've still never driven an Odyssey. It was like,
was it the 250 with the big balloon tires, or a 350?
I think it was the one with the big balloon tires. And we're picking my brain from way back here, so I could be wrong on that. I just remember there was one kid with an Odyssey, and he was the envy of every kid in town.
Oh yeah, yeah. We had that same kid at my school, and he had the 350. And you were allowed to go to his house and look at it.
Yeah, that was
it. We'd all fantasize that one of us was going to get to drive it, but it was just for viewing.
I don't know that the kid ever actually got to drive it. It might have been the dad's, and the kid just said it was his, because the thing was always spotless. I don't know if it ever actually left their garage, but they had it. And everybody knew they had it. So
yeah, it's really funny, because growing up, like, I fetishized that Odyssey so much, and then in reality, especially the new RS1, it's actually the thing you fantasized about. Like, if you drive, I've driven one since now, like a Pilot 400, and they're certainly fun, but it's not like you can go barreling over whoops or catch tons of air in them without, you know, needing back surgery. But now that RS1 thing is everything I dreamed that the Odyssey would be.
Yeah. And the cool thing about the RS1 is you can get into trouble in it, and it's still forgiving, so you're not going to kill yourself. Like, because you're probably like me, you get in something and you can get in over your head, like, because I don't know, with razors, you just get so damn excited racing them and driving them, and it's like, but it's forgiving, you know, which is great for everybody, you know.
Yeah, at the risk of jinxing our team, I have somehow managed to never roll one in like now 9 years of driving them.
And there's more from Dax Shepard coming at you on the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor, after this. Whether you're looking for a tire that balances high performance responsiveness and traction in wet and light snow conditions, excellent handling and traction in wet and dry conditions, or a summer performance tire designed with a driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire has you covered. From the all-new G-Max RS to the Grabber ATX, no matter what you drive, General Tire will get you where you're going. Learn more at GeneralTire.com. General Tire, cruising with the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012. Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for a 15% discount.
You're listening to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. All killer and no filler.
Welcome back to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. We're knee-deep in this interview with my Polaris Razor Star Card teammate, Dak Shepard. And right now, we're going to talk some rollovers. I've rolled plenty of them. Jolene's rolled plenty
of them. Oh, is it fun?
So we've done it. I think we've done enough. We've done enough rolling that you don't have to worry about it. So we made up your slack, so I think that we'll meet in the middle, and it's all good. So I don't think.
Well, now I can admit that I cartwheeled one at Klamath's.
Oh, well, that definitely counts as a rollover if you cartwheel one.
we had hit the same jump like 25 times in a row. Everything was gorgeous. No problem. Then we're like, let's go back to camp. Hit the exact same jump we just hit 20 times. And I'm like, ooh, I'm pointing really far down. Oh, I'm going all the way over.
Well, it was like the joke was, is RJ Anderson, he did the XB1K and did the backflip in it like last year, right? And I'm like, well, how come everybody's making a big fuss over this? I said, I was on national TV in this one series, and I said, I did a double front flip in a razor and landed on the wheels. And everybody goes, yeah, but you weren't supposed to do it. You came up short on a double. And I'm like, yeah, but I said, I still did the double front, and it still landed on its wheels. And it didn't count, though. They're not giving me credit for it, so I'm kind of disappointed.
You're not in Guinness Book of World Records.
No, they said it didn't count because it wasn't on purpose and Guinness wasn't there.
So how does the Laughlin course compare to the other tracks you guys, or courses you guys have raced?
This one, I mean, Vegas Torino is just really long. It's like racing in Baja, you know. But, like, this one, it gets kind of rough because we have to do so many laps of it. At the end of your stint, you'll be ready to get out of the car. I'm not going to lie. You'll be like, yeah, I'm done. It's time to get out. Which is why we're splitting up the driving, but it's fun, and especially like you get to start, and there's the land rush start where there's like 18 guys side by side, like a motocross start, you know. So
Oh really? Yeah,
it's like a motocross start. So you know, they wave the flag, and like 18 people are barreling into a corner. So I can tell you.
So I should like rub that testosterone cream all over my chest or something right before the race.
Yeah, exactly. Beat your chest a little bit. I'll tell you, I kind of played, I don't know what you'd call it. I was kind of a squirrel last year. So I was on the front line and there was like 18 of us and I drew like the outside of the row and I knew I didn't have the end going into the corner. So they dropped the green and I just hesitated a second. I let everybody go and I just tucked in behind because I knew it was just going to be a disaster in the first corner. And guess what? It was. So I'm last going into the first corner. Everybody goes in there. They pile up. There's cars flipping over the top of each other. Dust, everything else. I pop out the other side and I'm in like fifth out of 18 because everybody got mangled in the first corner.
Yeah. So everyone's adrenaline up and doing their worst thinking.
Yeah, exactly. So they all just went in and it literally looked like one of those cartoons where you see like all the cats in an alley and there's like a big smoke and then like one pops out and the others are all just laying there. That was what happened. It was just like a big dust cloud in the first corner and then there was a few that popped out.
All right, well that's sage advice. Maybe I'll do the I'll play possum to you turn one.
Yeah, that's what I did. It worked out. I'm not saying it's gonna be the same this way, but I don't know. It definitely worked for me last year. So,
And is the car strictly two-wheel drive?
No, it's four-wheel drive. It's full-time all-wheel drive. We'll run it in full-time four-wheel drive. And
You actually race in four-wheel drive.
Yeah, we race it in four-wheel drive. It kind of spreads the load between the axles and stuff. So, especially in some of the washes, look at a little silty. You'll definitely want it. So. It's gonna be fun. They've got like a stadium course with some big jumps, and then and then you go out into the desert, and there's some washes out there. And it's like, I think we do 10 17-mile laps, and you're gonna do four. You're gonna do like the first four or five, depending on how the pit strategy lays out. So you get a good.
So 68 miles, I'll do.
Yeah, you'll do well. Yeah, what 4 17 or 5 17-mile laps? You do like 70 to 85 ish miles in that ballpark.
Oh. This is fantastic.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're going to have some seat time.
Well, thanks for inviting me. Yeah,
no, I'm excited, man. I'm glad it all got put together. I'm just excited to have you out in the desert and joining us in the Star Cars. Definitely going to be some fun, man.
Me too. I'm a little nervous about, traveling there all night Friday night after work, but I'm sure I can race on 4 or 5 hours. Yeah. Right?
Well, I just...
Right?
They switched. Yeah, I've done it before, so you'd be all right. But no, they switched the time, so we start now at like 2 p.m. It used to be a morning start. They flipped our race.
Oh,
so you'll be able to sleep in a bit on Saturday.
Oh, this is music to my ears.
Yeah, so it's not one of those where you're going to have to get out of bed at 6 a.m. You can sleep until like 10, 11, and
oh, watch the tracks. Oh, then we're golden.
Yeah.
I've got no excuses now.
We should be rock solid, I think. So I got to ask you,
great.
Man, I saw recently, before we let you go, you jumped into my world of radio and podcasting, man. Tell us a little bit about you. Let's give your podcast a plug here. Get you some new listeners, man. Tell us about Armchair Expert. I've listened to a few of the episodes. I'm loving it. But tell us about the podcast and where people can find out more info.
Yeah, I you're going to catch me with my pants down. I want to say it's armchairexpertpod.com. I think that's it, armchairexpertpod.com. And that'll take you to all the different platforms that you would normally listen to a podcast on. But, you know, I've been a guest on a lot of different podcasts, some of these kind of longer form podcasts like Mark Maron or Nerdist. I did Anna Faris's. She's got a really big podcast. And I just love doing it so much. I just love having an extended conversation. And then the reaction I would get to being on those podcasts as opposed to like going on, you know, Kimmel or Conan, is you get a chance to really kind of deep dive into a topic or, you know, your own history or emotional stuff you go through. And then the reaction that you get from that, from people, was just, you know, really sincere and kind of moving. And I thought, I would really like to do this more often. And then I, you know, decided to do my own with very, very low expectations. And then it's turned out to be pretty popular, which is mind blowing. And I just love it. I have an attic above a garage and people come over and we sit there for 2 hours and talk about every conceivable topic. There's not as much motorsports as probably your listeners would want. I do think maybe I'll do some kind of separate podcast at some point to talk. Because in truth, all I do is act so that I can buy motorsports shit. That's really just a vehicle for me to get more things you put gas in. So it's my number one preoccupation. But it's great. My you know, my wife was the first guest. I thought that would be really easy. It was not really easy. But I have evolved over. I think I've done maybe 25 of them now, 10 are out. And I really dig it. I assume you do too. It's fun to just be able to sit down in real time, create content, you know?
Yeah. You know, and that's what's like, I've got this show, you know, and then I also do a podcast with Podcast One, and I get to, like you said, like this is fun. We do quick hit interviews, 15, 20 minutes long. We're running over on this one, which we'll let you go here shortly. But like I do a podcast and I've been able to sit down with like Sebastian Bach from Skid Row and a lot of Hollywood and, you know, music with that podcast. And you sit down with somebody for an hour and you get into some deep conversations you weren't expecting to, you know, these rabbit holes you weren't expecting to go down. But you learn so much.
Absolutely.
And you leave those and you
There's a weird intimacy to just having the headphones on and the microphone and not having a camera on people, where they, at least thus far on mine, have been far more vulnerable than I've ever seen them in other interviews. And then, of course, I'm being very vulnerable. So the whole thing, there's this kind of false anonymity to it that creates a lot of openness, which is fun. As you say, you're like hearing stuff that you're not going to hear from somebody on a press tour promoting a movie or a book. Yeah. And I think that's where the more relatable things come out.
Yeah. And
if you go on Kimmel, you know, you're basically telling your funniest story that happened to you in the last 4 months. So if I'm at home listening to it and I'm like, oh, this guy's got a story about being stranded on Everest. And I've never been to Everest. I've never been stranded. I don't really relate at all to what this person's talking about. You know, whereas the podcast, it's more just about their broader experience in life.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Like you said, there's an intimacy that you don't get, you know, in other mediums, I think, other, you know, types of media. But
yeah, for sure.
Well, I know you and I could go all day. Maybe we'll have to circle back for round two at some point. But stoked to have you part of Polaris Razor Star Car, my friend. We will see you out in Laughlin, and looking forward to you know, let's say taking a top 10. Maybe that's the goal here.
Listen,
70.
I'm not allergic to standing on podiums.
All right.
Okay, that's
like
all I'm
style.
Saying.
I like your style.
All right, I'll see you out there, Jim.
All right, thanks a lot, buddy.
All right, bye.
All right. Dax Shepard, you know, you want to talk about a guy who, Like, seriously, I could have done that interview all day long. I think just a super nice guy, so easy to talk to, and I'm very, very beyond excited to have him a part of Polaris Razor Star Car coming up this weekend at the UTV World Championship, the Polaris Razor UTV World Championship. So, yeah, we got full press release coming out today on Dax. Be looking for that on my social media. Don't forget, we've got some videos that are dropping. Dropped one yesterday on Facebook. It's basically the recap video to the Mint 400 with Antron Brown, Steve Torrance, and Jolene Van Vuit. That is up on my Facebook. Check it out. Share it. Like it. Much appreciated any social shares you guys do of that, especially on Facebook. And then coming up here, I think probably Wednesday, Thursday, probably Thursday, we're going to drop a full-length video from my friend John Tube at Tubart Films. It's about 3 or 4 minutes with some more, even more epic footage. So, yeah, it should we got a lot of content coming out. And then obviously this weekend, all things Polaris Razor Star Car, Friday and Saturday. Be looking for that on my social accounts. I've got somebody that handles social media on site for me, so I don't have to worry about it, concentrating on racing. Yeah, you guys can definitely be tuning into that. Jolene Van Vuit as well. I will be doing a show from the UTV World Championship there in Laughlin, but I think I'm going to pre-tape it, or I'm going to tape it. You guys, there's a live stream going on. There's all kinds of stuff. So basically what I've been doing, like we did at the Mint, we taped the show for 2 hours. We drop it in Project Action the following week, and it turned out phenomenally well. I think it was really well received, so hopefully you guys like that. So I think we're going to do the same thing at the UTV Worlds next week, so or this weekend. So we will be recording a show. It'll be delayed a bit, but I think you guys are going to love it. It's not necessarily talking about the event. It's talking about, you know, just personalities, right? We're going to have a lot of them there at the UTV World. So looking forward to that, and, you know, looking forward to this weekend. It's definitely going to be a fun one out there with more Razor Star Car at the UTV World Championship. And, yeah, they are they are live streaming it. I know Saturday they're live streaming it. I don't know about Friday. And I hear Thursday night they're bringing back the Laughlin Leap in UTVs. So it's going to be like a Huck Fest for UTVs at Laughlin. So be checking for that jump contest live stream. Our friends at UTV Underground, they're doing it all. Joey D over there doing a phenomenal job. So, yeah, definitely be looking out for that. It's going to be wild, a jump contest in UTVs. No telling what's going to happen. You know there's going to be some carnage, though. All things UTV this weekend, Score San Felipe happening. We already talked about that. So it's going to be one hell of a week, that's for sure, if you're a motorsports fan. So we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap things up here on another edition of your favorite action motorsports radio show, the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor, coming back at you after this break.
You want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online in syndication on networks across the U.S. and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Welcome back here to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. And, you know, it's been one heck of a ride today between Antron Brown, Adam Carolla, and Dax Shepard, you know, and I got to say, if you want any of those interviews, you know, cut tight or, full length, Make sure and head over to Project Action. All three of them up on Project Action. They're on Podcast One Uncut. All the stuff cut out. You know, they weren't trimmed to fit the national slot. You can check it out. It's a great show I'm doing. And, you know, it's where you get all our interviews uncut. It's just amazing, you know, part of what I do. So that way when we got to cut them short, you know, you guys can still get the full-length version. Check it out over there on Podcast One. It's Project Action, and also on Apple Podcasts and all that good stuff. So thank you guys for continuing to support the show. You know, I know obviously racing, getting back on track. We're probably going to get back on our, you know, our general track here with the show and interviews and power rankings and that here very soon. But big thanks to General Tire, Polaris Razor, Vision Wheel, Rigid Industries, Dirtfish, Optimus, our good friends there at iRacing, GSPX, TV Axles, and everybody who continues to support us. I'm at JimBeaver15 on social media. We've also got at Down and Dirty Show as an account on social media as well. So make sure and check out all of our accounts and you know, follow along. Once again, I do have a couple of coupon codes. It's JimBeaver15. It'll get you 15% off at Dirtfish Rally School. I'm heading up there in June. Also going to be doing a show, some training, stuff like that. Looking forward to getting up there and blowing the rust off. And if you're looking at iRacing, it's PR-JimBeaver. That will get you a big savings there on iRacing when you sign up for their service. So make sure and check that out as well. And, yeah, you know, obviously I got a big esports event this weekend. I know I primed the pump, told you guys about it. But Saturday the 16th, 3 o'clock Pacific time, my Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch, we're going to be going live for 2 hours with the best in, you know, e-short course, sim racers, off-road racers, and celebrity drivers, all three in the mix and, you know, looking to crown a big winner there. It'll be Pro Fours at Wild West. Not Wild West, excuse me, Wild Horse Motorsports Park in Phoenix, capping off our Triple Crown series. So looking forward to that. And, you know, I don't know, viewership's been crazy high for the first two events. Hoping to set a record here with this third and final event. So, yeah, so that's coming up this weekend as well. And, you know, I got my other show, All Things Awesome with Jonathan Coyle. It's doing really good on the iTunes charts. Make sure and check that out. Season 2 getting ready to drop here in the next week or so as well. So, I don't know. We got a lot continuing to crank. And I love having your guys' input, you know, on social media. Those of you continue to DM me and everything else is good stuff. So I know we're going to ramp things up in the next couple of weeks, man. We're going back to racing, which means guest interviews are going to be off the hook. Power rankings are coming back, and we got a whole lot of content getting ready to drop here with my racing program and everything else we got our hands in. So looking forward to that. Thank you, guys. Continue to be safe. Thank you for supporting the show, and we'll be back next time here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.